Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of the Wirth Report for April 13th, Keeping America Vigilant 2021. Got him! Dr. Douglas G. Frank, Ph.D., expert witness for plaintiff William Bailey in a Michigan lawsuit against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, has exposed the algorithm used in four battleground states during the 2020 election that switched votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Attorney Matthew DiPerno says the algorithm is a sixth-degree polynomial unique to each state based on its demographics. A collective response to motions in the lawsuit obtained by the Wirth Report states, quote, "To be clear, at least four of the so-called battleground states have implemented an algorithm used to regulate and shift votes in the 2020 election. These algorithms are unique to each particular state. In other words, the algorithm used in Michigan does not work across the border in Ohio. Likewise, the algorithm in Ohio does not work in Michigan or in Pennsylvania. Similarly, the Pennsylvania algorithm does not work in Ohio. But make no mistake, they are each determined at the state level to shift votes based on the particular and peculiar demographics of each state. Dr. Frank first charted the dark blue line seen on your screen, which represents the total voting population that could be registered in Antrim County. And what's unique is that it assumes that 100% of the 18-year-old plus population is eligible to vote. Doing this gives the defendant in the case the benefit of the doubt. Next, Dr. Frank added in the black line, which represents registered voters in the county, which shows an unclean voter roll as Antrim County has 125.5% of its population registered. Third, Dr. Frank applied the sixth-degree polynomial algorithm, which is represented by the light blue line, which predicts the number of ballots cast per age group in the county. Notice how this predicted light blue line tracks well with the population, the dark blue line, and the registrations, the black line. Next, Dr. Frank added in the actual ballots cast, represented by the red line. You can clearly see how the predicted outcome, the light blue line, that used the algorithm is almost 100% identical to the actual outcome represented by the red line. The algorithm, also called the key, works in every other county tested for a total of 9 counties that have refused to allow inspections in the state of Michigan. The lawsuit notes that they found 2 spikes on the right side of the graph that rise above the population line and exist in every graph. DiPerno calls this a breadcrumb that reveals that an algorithm controls the results. He states, quote, "This is a fact, not speculation, because they exist in every county in every state that has been tested. There is no way that every county in the U.S. would have this same feature. The spikes appear because every county in every state is being regulated by the census." By way of analogy, imagine you have a cookie cutter in your kitchen and it has a ding on one side. Every time you use the cookie cutter, the ding will show up in every cookie. It is a remnant that you use the same cookie cutter. These dings show up in every county. They are not random. Explaining further, the court document states, quote, "The red line is almost a direct image of the black line, but just lower on the graph. If we want to check our theory, then we simply graph the ratio between the black and the red, which creates the polynomial. The polynomial becomes the key. The key is then used and works in every county in Michigan. When we apply the key, we end up with the light blue line predicted ballots. If we apply the key to another county, we can predict the number of ballots cast. And this is what Dr. Frank found in all 88 counties in Ohio, all 64 counties in Colorado, and in 14 counties in Florida, and 14 counties in Pennsylvania. Elections should not function like this in a normal statistical way. That is why Dr. Frank concludes that it is being decided at the state level. Someone is deciding what this key is before the election and then making every county fit this key. The question is who, and in large part, that is what our discovery is about." The court documents were filed as part of this ongoing case on April 9th, just a few days ago, which utilizes several forensic reports, including the famous one completed in Antrim County. The plaintiff's attorney, Matthew DiPerno, says the lawsuit will, quote, "start a domino effect exposing election fraud in other states and show that Joe Biden's purported victory was illegitimate." Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at thewirthreport.com. Once we finally migrate over, we will not be uploading our segments anywhere else, and you'll need a subscription to watch to help us keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate your support, and we love you all. This has been a special edition of the Wirth Report for April 13th, keeping you vigilant, America, 2021. God bless you all, God bless President Trump, and God bless America. Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of the Werf Report for April 14th, Keeping America Vigilant 2021. CNN Exposed. Project Veritas champion James O'Keefe has done it again, this time exposing the deliberate actions of CNN to aid the Democratic Party in ousting President Trump and also removing, quote, problem Matt Gaetz. CNN technical director Charlie Chester was caught on camera admitting that CNN is basically a propaganda machine for the Democratic Party, which we all knew, along with how they purposely show Joe Biden in ways that counter the true narrative of him being old and incompetent, and also how they ran fake news stories related to President Trump's health. Chester also revealed CNN's newest brainwashing agenda coming to a TV near you, climate change, because according to CNN, fear sells. Take a look at the first video.
I think we got him through this term. We would always show shots of him jogging, him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, we were. So that's I think that's propaganda.
Look what we did. We got Trump back. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear, like climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
For years, we've heard that CNN is the most trusted name in news, but a CNN director is on tape telling us that their propaganda, helping a certain political candidate, employees admitting what we've always known to be true.
Trump was, I don't know, his hand was shaking or whatever. We brought in like so many medical people to like all tell a story that like it was all speculation. He was like neurological damage, like that he was losing it. He's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know,
I think there's just like a COVID fatigue. So like whenever a new story comes up, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced inner office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. It's going to be our focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Who decides that?
Head of the network, like just.
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah.
Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing for CNN. We're gonna hone in.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was.
And that's the question, Mr. Zucker. Why is it so important to hide the truth of what you're really trying to do?
Sounds like the definition of treason to me, folks. That is a direct attempt to overthrow the government. Where is the FBI? Where is the Justice Department? Paid off. Doing nothing. Being controlled by the Democrats. That's where they are. In a second video, Chester admits to CNN purposely running the stories against Matt Gaetz, saying he's a problem for the Democratic Party and that he could cause a lot of, quote, hiccups passing laws. For those of you who don't know, the left fabricated racy stories recently about Gaetz with 17-year-old girls and entrapped him by setting him up to look guilty when in fact Gaetz was the one who was working to expose corruption. The FBI, who was in possession of a recording that would prove his story of innocence, has remained silent. Of course they would. But listen to how CNN is working to inflame the public against Gaetz so they can get him out of the way.
Okay, can you define propaganda? Like, I think I know, but like, how is it, what's the mechanism?
If the agenda, say, is to like get, like Matt Gaetz right now, he's like this Republican, like, he's a problem for the Democratic Party because he's so conservative, right? And he can cause a lot of hiccups in passing of laws and whatnot. So it would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him and make it so that he can't be buried and like just, you know, settled outside of court and just like, you know, if we keep pushing that, it's helping us. That's propaganda. It's helping us in some way.
Are you hearing this, folks? They are playing the American people like fools. There are some people in my personal life that I love very much who are completely brainwashed because of this, and I'm sure you do too. CNN is a demonic entity that needs to be taken down so America can be set straight. Share the heck out of this video and get the truth out there so people can see it and hopefully wake up from their delusions brought on by CNN before big tech makes it disappear. One good thing happening right now is the Democratic margin in the House has shrunk with the swearing in of Julia Letlow, whose husband Luke Letlow won but then passed in September allegedly due to COVID-19. Julia won a special election last month, which gives Republicans 212 seats in the House and Democrats 218. And since tied votes do not pass in that chamber, if the Republicans all stick together on votes, the Democrats can't lose more than 2 votes to pass legislation. This could cause huge problems for the Democrats and be a saving grace for the United States. So call your representatives on pending legislation, folks. Know who they are and voice your opposition to the radical laws being introduced. Put the pressure on. They truly are afraid of the American people, so don't let them fool you and keep the pot on boil. Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at thewharfreport.com. Good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition of The Wharf Report for April 14th, Keeping America Vigilant 2021, Part 2. Just as we finished recording our previous segment about CNN's exposed corruption working for the left's agenda, Project Veritas released a new video, this time showing the same CNN technical director bragging about how CNN uses COVID to boost ratings, and even saying how he wished the death toll was higher for that reason. CNN's Charlie Chester also says that they only put people on the air who have a proven track record of, quote, taking the bait when it comes to being told what to say. So essentially, CNN only puts you on the air if you're a gullible moron who is able to be easily manipulated. Take a look.
COVID, gangbusters with ratings. COVID, gangbusters with ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side. Let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher.
It's fear. Like, fear really drives numbers. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in.
If it bleeds, it leads. Yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads?
Yeah. No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
About to see is so shocking. Admissions about COVID, its impact, the bias, and things that we've all suspected but have never been able to confirm until now.
Sad news doesn't do well with ratings, you know? Like, if you can get someone impassioned, that does really well with ratings. Sad news, back to back to back, doesn't do really well unless it affects them directly. COVID, gangbusters with ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side, which I have a major problem with, that we're tallying how many people die every day. Because I've even looked at it and be like, let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I rallying for? That's a problem.
Yeah.
That we're doing that, you know? Like, this special red phone ringer.
Yeah.
And they pick it up, and it's like the head of the network being like, there's nothing that you're doing right now that makes me want to stick. Put the numbers back up, because that's the most enticing thing that we have. So put it back up. So, like, things like that are constantly talked about.
I mean, there's no such thing as unbiased news. Just doesn't exist. Any reporter on CNN,
okay,
what they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouth. And the only people that we will have on the air, for the most part, are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait.
There it is, America. Every piece of proof your liberal friends need to come back home to the truth. Share the heck out of this video, and stay tuned as more information becomes available. Thanks for watching, America. Good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition of The Wharf Report for April 12th, Keeping America Vigilant 2021. Political credit scores. That's what the ESG, or the Environmental, Social, and Governance score, really is. This scoring system was developed by China with the help of Google in 2018 for the purpose of being a social credit score, which is now being embraced by financial institutions and various organizations in the United States and could be used to stop you from doing things like buying a car, getting a mortgage, opening a bank account, etc., based on your political views and support. In China, these association and behavior-based scores have already blocked over 9 million people from purchasing airplane and train tickets. So for example, if you make purchases from conservative companies such as MyPillow, something like that could negatively impact your score. But if you affiliate yourself with woke companies and organizations such as Coca-Cola or Black Lives Matter, your score could skyrocket. Merrill Lynch, as well as big tech companies such as Facebook, have gained recent attention for utilizing this type of totalitarian scoring system on their customers and users. More recently, Glenn Beck spoke with Justin Haskins from the Heartland Institute about this system and did a great job explaining this in more detail. Take a listen.
It is based on things from Merrill Lynch on the companies that you are buying. So if you want to buy stock and you think guns are going to be great and they're going to go up, they have a very low, what's called ESG score, environmental, social justice, and governance score. And so they have a very low rating, which means the banks are very unlikely to give them any money. So you can say, I really believe in this technology, but if it's not politically correct, it will have a low score. That will punish that company in financing. But you say, screw it, I believe in this company. You now get a low ESG score. And they say this is just to help you invest. But that's not what it is. That's the happy face. The other side of that is it's your score. So the bank now looks at you and says, well, you have an ESG score of 4. You're not playing along with the environment. You're not for social justice. How can I trust that you're going to do something that is worthwhile for this collective community? So now you don't get loans. Now, the overall score, you're going to be graded, and your risk to the bank is assessed based on things and services you buy. This is from their report. The things and services you buy, well, that are you a member of Blaze TV?
Ugh.
Are you?
I hope not.
Are you? Right? Have you bought a gun recently? Have you done? Are you collected food storage? What are you talking about? Things and services you buy, how much electricity you use, if you own a business, how much travel is involved, how much do your employees commute or can they all work from home? How many buildings do you own? How many company vehicles are there? What do you invest in? Now, if you answer those incorrectly, you're going to be giving a very low score. Now, it's not going to affect me until you read their own documents at the bank. In their own disclosures, personal mortgages, commercial real estate, business loans, listed equity, energy finance, car loans. Every aspect of your life you will be cut out of. You won't be getting a car loan. This is just the beginning. Medicine is also going to be controlled by the federal government. If you don't play ball, if you're eating meat, I'm sorry, we can't give you that medicine. It is total control.
It sure is, Glenn. This is how the left operates. They don't always come out in black and white and penalize people for their political views or affiliations. They do it in the form of arm twisting. It's the backdoor to communism and tyranny. And what they're doing with this is first trying to ruin any company with conservative values by cutting them off financially, and then as a secondary effect, ruining the individual for having affiliated with these sort of blacklisted companies. These types of scoring systems are dangerous. We've been preaching a lot over the last week to our viewers about the power of boycotting, and it works. So watch out, America. When you see a company or organization implementing an ESG score or considering it for things like mortgage applications, credit worthiness, etc., do not do business with that company for those services and look elsewhere. It's one way we as Americans can do our part in this epic fight against corruption and evil, not just in the United States, but around the world. Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at theworfreport.com. Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of The Worf Report for April 9th, Keeping America Vigilant 2021. Planned cover-up. A corrupt judge in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California has ordered that the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood officials talking about selling the parts of aborted babies be sealed permanently. The videos were secretly recorded by David Daladin and other journalists from the Center for Medical Progress. The permanent injunction follows a temporary injunction from 2016, and this time the judge ordered that not only can the videos not be published, but, quote, possession of any of the materials must be turned over to the court. What? Why? So you can provide them to Nancy Pelosi and the CEO of Planned Parenthood? Give me a freaking break. What's even more telling of a political operation here is the moronic judge, William Orrick, claimed that the videos he watched, quote, disclosed no criminal activity. So why are you taking them? If there's nothing there, why can't they be published or even possessed? What is this, Iraq? The Center for Medical Progress issued a statement saying, quote, our expert Dr. Forrest Smith, the country's longest practicing abortion provider, says it shows the quid pro quo sale of fetal body parts, abuse of patients, and infanticide. But Judge Orrick insists he sees nothing wrong with it, yet won't let the public decide for themselves. This decision hides the most incriminating and damning footage under the fig leaf of trade show exhibit agreements, which explicitly permitted exhibitor recording. Welcome to the left's America, folks, where the government controls the courts and they protect the corrupt from their own crimes. Figures this ruling came out just several weeks after Joe Biden fraudulently took office after years of litigation. If I were them, I would still make copies and hide them for the right place and the right time, just to make sure they're not lost forever. Because once the court gets a hold of this stuff, you can confidently bet that it will either be immediately destroyed or handed right off to the Democrats, who will just give it to Planned Parenthood anyway, never to be seen again. Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at theworfreport.com. Once we finally migrate over, we will not be uploading our segments anywhere else, and you'll need a subscription to watch, to help us keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate your support, and we love you all. This has been a special edition of The Worf Report for April 9th, keeping you vigilant, America, 2021. God bless you all, God bless President Trump, and God bless America. Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of The Worf Report for April 7th, keeping America vigilant, 2021. Fortifying the left. George Soros, the evil 90-year-old man behind the leftist agenda being forced upon the world, is using his primary 501c4 foundation, Open Society, to thrust $20 million into pushing Joe Biden's more than $2 trillion bogus infrastructure plan. As we reported to you previously, the plan has very little to do with infrastructure, around 6% actually. Tom Perriello, executive director of Open Society US, stated according to Axios, quote, every initiative proposed by President Biden has broad public support. Yeah, on what planet, Mars? And that's fake President Joe Biden, you quack. The wacko continued saying, quote, we've seen popular reforms get demonized before by partisans and special interests, and we're not going to let that happen. Oh, I see. So this is the part where you downplay the public backlash by saying it's just the other side making things up, when in fact the majority of America and the world opposes it. Smooth move, X-Lax. Breitbart is reporting that, quote, grassroots organizing, not paid advertising, will be used to further the agenda. And Axios says the $20 million will be used to, quote, activate many of the grassroots progressive organizations that took the lead in opposing President Trump's agenda. So you mean more buildings will burn and Black Lives Matter is going to start barking about this too now then? Got it. You know what's funny, folks? Mini Mike was probably the biggest, no irony intended, example of the beautiful fact that no matter how much money you spend, you just can't change the minds of people who stick to the truth. So go ahead, George. Waste another $20 million. It's true what they say. A fool and his gold are soon parted. Hopefully sooner as opposed to later in this case. On another front, America's other archenemy, the CCP, is reportedly now corralling Christians into, quote, secretive mobile transformation facilities in which people are being verbally abused, mentally tortured, and beaten. The Federalist is reporting that, quote, multiple state-run agencies are being used for the operation, and according to a survivor of the facilities, they imprison people in windowless rooms with no ventilation for months, and even years on end, in order to threaten, intimidate, and insult them. The typically Catholic or Protestant prisoners who are said to have housed underground churches are fed limited meals and not allowed to go outside as plain-clothed officers work to brainwash them. Some have been held for 5 or 6 years, the survivor said, and that is how people are learning about the facilities, through survivors' accounts. Pray for the persecuted Christians, America. These Chinese concentration camps sound an awful lot like what Hitler was doing. We are certainly in the last days, but we know how it ends, don't we? Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at thewerfreport.com. Once we finally migrate over, we will not be uploading our segments anywhere else, and you'll need a subscription to watch to help us keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate your support, and we love you all. This has been a special edition of The Werf Report for April 7th, keeping you vigilant, America, 2021. God bless you all, God bless President Trump, and God bless America. Good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition of The Werf Report for April 7th, keeping America vigilant 2021. Whistling past the graveyard, the Federal Infectious Disease Organization led by actor Anthony Fauci apparently bypassed federal oversight of a $600,000 grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was to be used to, quote, modify bat-based coronaviruses to make them, quote, even more contagious. The grant was from the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases and involved EcoHealth Alliance and, quote, described scientists conducting gain-of-function research on SARS-like viruses to make them even more contagious. The Federal Oversight Board that was created in 2017 to scrutinize research like this was never notified, and as reported by the Daily Caller News, National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, quote, opted against forwarding it for review. Republican Scott Perry of Pennsylvania said, quote, when it comes to oversight of U.S. tax dollars headed to the Chinese Communist Party, Dr. Fauci seems like he's literally whistling past the graveyard. We all know and suspect that Fauci is of Chinese money, but I think the bigger question here is why were they trying to research how to make bat-based coronaviruses even more contagious? Sounds suspiciously like the plot of an evil scamdemic, doesn't it, folks? While the NIH insisted the Federal Oversight Board wasn't notified because it, quote, did not meet the framework's definition of gain-of-function research, it all just sounds way too convenient. Time will tell, and as it always is, the truth will be revealed sooner or later, so they can't hide it forever. Thanks for watching, America, and please, if you haven't done so already, support our channel by signing up early for our new platform at thewerfreport.com. Once we finally migrate over, we will not be uploading our segments anywhere else, and you'll need a subscription to watch to help us keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate your support, and we love you all. This has been a special edition of The Werf Report for April 7th, keeping you vigilant, America, 2021. God bless you all, God bless President Trump, and God bless America.